Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you are suffering from telogen effluvium? Yeah. No. Condoms don't prevent that. Telogen effluvium, it's where you lose your hair. Okay, it's hair loss that can happen with stress, can happen with an infection, with cold. And so some of my friends who have had COVID have said they've been losing their hair. Okay, now me, I could use a little less hair, you know, especially, you know, where I have to wax an eyebrow. I'd really like to have two eyebrows when I wake up in the morning. But people are losing hair off their head. Right? Guys, girls, apparently COVID hair loss seems to affect more women than men. Even Google, I think, noticed that there was a lot more searches going on for people having hair loss. I've been noticing people with a lot more thinning. Now, it could just be people aren't getting their implants done. They're not getting their extensions. Maybe people aren't as judicious about, you know, some of the, you know, spray on and things that you could do. But I've been noticing that we kind of have a hair loss epidemic. So it's a part of the, and I'm sorry, my nose keeps running. It's a part of the long COVID symptoms. Now, Dr. Fauci doesn't like that term. Right? Look, cut him some slack. I know people are really ripping on Dr. Fauci. I still, you know, look, he's in a tough spot. Okay, cut him some slack. But Dr. Fauci doesn't like the term long COVID. He gave it a new term. It's called PASC. You have PASC. Again, nothing a condom could prevent. PASC is post-acute sequelae of COVID, or post-acute sequelae of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. We were calling it long COVID, and I think I'll still continue to call it long COVID until Dr. Fauci gives me a call saying, Dr. Dahlia, stop it. All right, we're going to call it PASC. We're trying to make this go viral, trying to make a trend. You know, I'd like to come up with a term. I've come up with a few terms of my own. I've come up, you know, nothing I could say on air. But I'd like to come up with a term, but I get it, Dr. Fauci. I mean, he has a right. He really has earned the opportunity to be able to come up with a name of something. But this long COVID, unfortunately, is plaguing people, and they want answers. And Dr. Fauci says he is going to provide guidance, and the CDC is going to provide some guidance on what it is that's happening, because people are freaked out. What is long COVID or post-acute sequelae of SARS-CoV-2? I'm going to say long COVID. I don't care, okay? PASC is hard because I have a lisp. So my PASC. I have a lisp, so I can't do PASC. I'm sorry. Long COVID is easy. There's no S's in there. I won't have a lisp, and my stutter won't come out because I have a stutter too. So long COVID. Originally, we had noticed that symptoms that lasted over 2 weeks, we called long COVID. Some medical experts are saying, let's maybe call it after 8 weeks. Because unlike the flu, where you bounce back 5 to 7 days if it's mild, COVID symptoms, you could have the cough, you could have the fever, you could have the symptoms go on for 3-4 weeks. But we started calling that long COVID because if coronaviruses are viruses and you're supposed to get over your symptoms in a few days, why are they extending over 2 weeks? So there were researchers at Stanford, researchers throughout the pandemic, going, guys, some of these symptoms are going for months. And you're noticing the studies are showing longer months. At first, one study showed 3 months. Another study showed 6 months. One of the latest studies showed that some of these symptoms last 9 months. And you're like, oh, my gosh, you know, what's happening with COVID? Well, no. What's happening is it's been a year since COVID has been identified in our country. So, of course, we're noticing now that symptoms can last. I mean, they couldn't tell you that it lasted a year when it was only a few months after the pandemic started. So these COVID symptoms could include a cough. They can include a runny nose. This is allergies, okay? Trust me. I haven't had COVID yet. I kind of wish I did so I could at least, you know, empathize with what a lot of you guys are going through. And honestly, I really got a little too much hair, so I could, you know, stand to lose some. But COVID causes cough, runny nose, sore throat, body aches, fatigue, brain fog. A lot of people aren't bringing it up. It causes depression, anxiety. Some people, they just can't get their sleep back. They just can't get their moods back. They might not get their taste back. They might not get their smell back. They might still have GI upset. They might still have loose stool. I spoke to a patient yesterday who has had diarrhea now for 9 months. Now, I said still get some stool culture so we know it's not a worm or parasite or bacteria. But, you know, these symptoms, you know, can range anywhere. Joint pain, you could have loss of concentration, memory loss, anorexia where you don't want to eat. See, maybe I need a dose of COVID. Renal insufficiency. It could affect the kidneys. It could affect the heart. It could affect the lung. Remember how we talked about how those people that got the flu vaccine seem to have less chance of hospitalization? But maybe it's because, again, flu can do a number on the heart and lungs and the kidneys. So can COVID. Some people have ringing in the ears. There's been people with hiccups. They have chronic hiccups. Now, mind you, if you have chronic hiccups, you got to get your heart checked because it could be an inferior MI. The bottom part of the heart that's resting on your diaphragm could be irritated, so it could be causing, the hiccups from the diaphragm. But chronic hiccups could be a sequelae. And some people have double vision. Remember I told you French researchers found nodules in the back of the eye of some people having prolonged COVID? So it could cause vision issues. It could even cause hallucinations, mental distress. So Dr. Fauci has been, I guess, pressured to give some guidance. Well, we're still learning about the virus. I mean, we thought the virus did its damage and was done and maybe left inflammation. And I told you I disagree. I think the virus acts like herpes or the chickenpox virus, where it will live. It'll, like, or hepatitis, it'll find a spot in your body and camp out. And then I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out later, kind of like mono and Epstein-Barr or herpes or hepatitis. So my guess is the virus finds a place to stay. Now, if that news breaks, then that alters our whole approach to how we're dealing with COVID. Because right now, we've been like, guys, once you're done, you're done. All right? Still mask, still social distance. Hopefully you have immunity. We'll have the vaccines. We'll have herd immunity and everything will be fine and dandy. Now, if this virus stays in your system and then comes out again, or you could shed it, like people with herpes will shed the virus during sex, even though they don't have symptoms, that then changes our whole approach to herd immunity. So we'll keep you guys posted. We're patiently waiting for Dr. Fauci to kind of give us a scoop on that. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Dr. Dahlia show. We got some interesting news, and some of you have asked me to talk about this bill in California that will require stores to make sure that they are gender neutral. So there's a lot going on. First, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And we really do appreciate you guys calling in. Your comments, your questions at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So first, the first piece of news is Mr. Potato Head is going gender neutral. You can't call him Mr. Potato Head anymore. It's just Potato Head, which I think also could be insulting too. So I don't know if that's going to get changed. But Mr. Potato Head has been infamous for decades. I like looking up the history of toys, so I'll look up. I'll find out when Mr. Potato Head came out. But we just found out that the Mr. Potato Head, you know, with the mustache and the hat and looking like it's going to work, and I think you could even add a tie and a white shirt, is too gender specific. And so people are insulted by that. Because there's like a Mr. Potato Head and a Mrs. Potato Head. And if you aren't really familiar with what they are, watch Toy Story. Because Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, right, they argued. They look like a married couple. Apparently, that perpetuates too many stereotypes. So Mr. Potato Head is taking off the Mr. Now, when I grew up, I had a game called Mr. Mouth. It was Mr. Mouth, Mr. Mouth. I don't remember the commercial. There was like a song. And it was this big yellow. It kind of looked like a Pac-Man, actually. I wonder if that's where Pac-Man got the idea from. But it was in the late 70s, early 80s, where the mouth would open and rotate. And you had to, like flip something into the mouth. And, you know, my sister was like, it looks like you. You know, because the mouth was always open. I'm like, you're mean. I get so mad. But you had to flip things into the mouth. And you had to time it perfectly. It was a great toy. But it was called Mr. Mouth. Now, I don't know if that toy still exists, but imagine if it was called Mrs. Mouth. Do you know the uproar? People get strangled with bras if they had called that Mrs. Mouth. So that was called Mr. Mouth. I wonder if that's going to get a changeover. So, you know, toys, I think Barbies have really undergone changes. By the way, Barbies, I've never liked Barbies. I hated having a Barbie. I liked playing with the boy toys, you know, with the guys and the Transformer sets and my big wheel. And I thought cars and planes were so much cooler than a Barbie. You know, first of all, the Barbie's boobies, right, I mean, scared me. Because I'm like, I don't know if I want those. I'm going to look like this. And, you know, I wanted the blonde hair. And, you know, my hair was starting to get browner and browner. And I'm like, I'm not going to be a blonde. You know, I'm looking at this going, I'm not going to look like this. So why am I going to play with something like this? And Ken, I didn't really like the whole Ken. I didn't like Ken. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? You know, my friends are like, well, the kiss. You see, and then they, and I'm like, that's not fun. Okay, where's my big meal? Where's the mud? I didn't like the Betty Crocker bake set. The Betty Crocker bake set. Because it's like, I mean, I want chocolate cake now. Let me eat my chocolate cake. I'm not going to wait and then have it something that doesn't even taste good. Just give me chocolate cake. So I didn't really have a lot of patience with the quote-unquote girl toys. Well, apparently, in California, I think there was somebody who was, they felt wronged. They felt uncomfortable because it was a girl that wanted a toy in the boys section. And they felt like they didn't belong. And so apparently there's a bill in California that would make department store children's items, clothing, underwear, socks, shoes, gender neutral. And if a department store is caught having a boys' section or a girls' section, they could get fined. Now, I think this is supposed to apply to department stores with 500 or more employees beginning in the year 2023. And this would include girls' underwear, boys' underwear. So, you know, it's interesting. Okay, so I don't have a daughter. I have sons. And I have to admit, when I would bring my boys into Target or whatever and say, okay, try something on, they didn't want to go into the, you know, the changing rooms, okay? You know, because there were, like, big men in there. And I'm like, just put the shorts on over your current shorts. Let's just see if it fits. So I'd make them, you know, I wouldn't make them completely undress. I mean, I just put it on. They work great. We buy it. But when you have a little girl, and I don't have a little girl, but my guess is if she needs to try on a dress, she probably has to take off her clothes. So you're going to have her go into the changing room. Now, there is going to be a bill passed through Congress for equity. You know, I think it's going to be the Fair Equality Act, you know, to make sure there's no discrimination against anybody LGBTQ, sexuality, any gender, any race. But the one issue I see with this bill in California is when you are a young girl and you need to try something on in a department store, if you're not allowed to have female changing rooms and male changing rooms, are we putting that girl at risk having her go into a male changing room area or an area where it's, because it's not really staffed well. These changing areas aren't staffed. Now, I've changed my clothes in areas where they're guys. I've gone to the bathroom in the men's room. I feel comfortable. But, you know, you have a six-year-old daughter. You're a mom with four or five kids. That kind of changes things a little bit where you're like, okay, you go try on your dress. You go this. And there's, you know, not a lot of security in those areas. So if a store is going to get penalized for having girls' clothes bras. You know, I mean, when I tried on my first bra, oh, Lord of mercy. Oh, my gosh, my first bra. It was horrible. So I'm at the department store. Okay, my mom's like, you need a bra. Right, she's screaming this across the room. All right, you need a bra. Now, I remember wanting to wear a bra when I didn't need to, when I was, like, really flat chest. And all of a sudden, I went from, like a negative A to, like, double C in 1 year. Mom's like, you need to go get a bra. So I had to find a bra. And it couldn't be cute, you know, because my mom didn't want me to have it the exact same. So I had to now try it on. Okay, so I'm running around with, first of all, I'm embarrassed that I'm running around with underwear. Okay, and it's a bra that's not very attractive. You know, and my mom's like, make sure the straps are equal so you don't look lopsided. Otherwise, you're going to look like so-and-so. All right? Don't be lopsided. Do you need help? And I'm like, Mom, please. So I'm running around with a bra trying to hide it, probably looking like I'm about to shoplift when I'm not. And I had to find a place where I could try on a bra. By the way, those are very impossible. Did you know the average person doesn't realize they try to put on a bra. That's what I did. I put on a bra like I put on a shirt where you put in the arms and then you kind of, no, you have to, like, it has to be upside down and it has to be flipped. And in an inferior posterior position, it's like when you try to look for a posterior MI, you kind of flip the EKG around. It was something like that. So I had to flip it around, and then you bring it up, and then you put the, it doesn't make sense to a young girl. And there was nobody to help me. I mean, I guess if there was a dude in there, I probably would have asked him, because I'm like, look, I don't want to wear one of these things. You know what I'm supposed to do? So, I don't know how this is going to work. Now, mind you, I didn't really like how some toy stores were designed, like aisles where it's all pink in one aisle and then it's all blue in the other aisle, because I told you, as a girl, I like blue and I want to buy something that's blue. I don't want to buy something that's pink. So I am totally fine with the getting rid of the pink and blue sort of stereotype. We talked about that with gender reveal parties. I mean, I don't think the average girl really likes a pink color anyway. You know, give us blue, give us aquamarine, you know, give us teal. I just like blue. I like blues and grays and blacks and greens. I like those colors. So, yeah, I could use some pink every now and then, but I really like chrome. Give me something metallic looking. I just love metal. Metal is awesome. But so I agree that maybe the packaging, but is that the toy store's fault? Is that Target or Walmart's fault? Or is that... the companies are, Mattel. Do they have to just change the packaging? I mean, now, if you sell a doll and the doll is in a dress, is that going to be inappropriate? So these moves, we keep making moves, and it's understandable, but we need to kind of think some of these through, because as we're trying to be progressive, we're unfortunately kind of putting ourselves back a few years with, you know, for example, we're going to be talking about sports, how there's a lot of parents and there's a lot of female athletes concerned that if a transgender male competes or a transgender female competes, they will, you know, completely annihilate any, you know, any cis female in that sport. And so as we've all these years been progressing that women could be in the Olympics, that women could do basketball, that women could play soccer and win in the Olympics. And, you know, we're trying to be so progressive with equality, which I'm for, but in the end, are we going to unfortunately and inadvertently dial things back as now women aren't going to be able to compete because they are cis? So, it's something that I think we need to really think through, you know, before we start penalizing and starting to separate and have young girls have to change in men's dressing rooms. So 1-877-DOCTOR, number one.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says a COVID rescue package to be voted on tomorrow includes reverse incentives.
It won't even get to the schools till next year, 95% of it. It's almost like they want to force schools to stay closed.
The California Republican telling Fox News children need to get back into the classrooms.
The science proves kids should be in school. I've watched in my own community that 14%, it just came back, of more D's than F's. I just saw the pediatricians in Virginia, the association, shows that more than 90% anxiety, depression.
Weekly jobless claims are falling. The Labor Department reporting there were 730,000 initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's a decrease of 111,000 from the week's previous total. And you're listening to USA Radio News. After a few much-needed days of good weather, storms are returning to parts of the nation starting on Thursday. There's a major winter storm out west that's dumped between 6 inches to a foot of snow in Denver overnight. 10 western states from California to Montana could also see high winds, heavy snow, and increased avalanche danger today. With coronavirus data trends decreasing across the country, many sports stadiums are beginning to allow a limited number of fans to attend games. Tickets are selling like hotcakes for MLB spring training games, most teams allowing 15 to 25% capacity. Adidas Irwin is the general manager of the Barclays Center, home of the New Jersey Nets.
We won't be in an arena full of fans. We'll be in an arena with 300 fans, and so everybody will be spaced out.
She also tells CBS News,
I liken it to 9/11. There's a lot that we still do that came out of that terrible experience.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, still great news on the COVID vaccine from Pfizer. 94% effective in real-world conditions. And Israel takes credit for having their speedy vaccination campaign. One-third of their population is fully vaccinated. Now, mind you, they have a smaller population, but still, if you're looking at percentages, Israel is still beating out most of the world in terms of getting a higher percentage of their population vaccinated. Again, smaller country size, but still. And so with that, they've been able then to give us some more data. And so their vaccine showed that symptomatic COVID, or, you know, symptoms of coughing, sneezing, sore throat, trouble breathing, body aches, etc., dropped by 94%. So even though clinical trials show 95% vaccine efficacy for Israel to show that the numbers are pretty right on real-world findings, that's pretty good. And, you know, many people are still telling me, look, Dahlia, we passed this vaccine, we approved this vaccine too early. We should have studied it more. And you had some experts say, give the vaccine. That'll help be a study trial. That'll be an even larger clinical trial because we'll see thousands upon thousands or millions of people getting the vaccine. And there was concerns. Well, are they going to be guinea pigs? What's going to happen? And, you know, I wish I had a better answer because you both are right. You both are right. I mean, we have never approved something that needed to be given on this scale that quickly without long-term testing. You're right. It was fast. And you're right. Maybe we are missing something. You're not wrong with that. But what were we supposed to do when you have people dying of COVID? And I know that people think that's debatable. Let me just tell you right now, no, people have died from COVID. I think it's debatable on the exact numbers because I still think there was a lot of flu and pneumonia and other things mixed in with some of these numbers and heart attacks. But we have proof that COVID will take a healthy person and kill them. So, and again, I'm not going to lie to you guys. Right? If I've seen COVID kill, I'm telling you. But do I think the numbers are 100% accurate? No. Do I think the vaccine is effective? From what I'm hearing, it's looking damn good. Do I think the vaccine is going to be 100% safe 20 years from now? I don't know. And I would be lying to you if I pretended I knew. I don't know. I'm not an expert on mRNA. None of us are. It's been around. We've used it for multiple treatments. But we had to make a decision of benefits versus risks. And it appeared that the vaccine benefits more than who it poses a risk to. CDC is saying none of those deaths that have been reported with the CDC to the CDC after COVID vaccination are related to the COVID vaccine. Me, I want to have an open mind. I want to make sure that people are, that they're looking at all aspects of what happened to some of these people who have died that have collapsed, make sure it wasn't something that affected the heart. But do I feel that the COVID vaccine is safe? Overall, I do. That's why I'm getting it. My mom's getting it. When my kids are allowed to get it next year, I'll have them get it. So I'm not going to lie to you guys. But I'm also not going to say it's 100% safe. I'm not going to say it's 100% effective. No way. That's a lie. I'm not going to lie. So findings from the Clalit Research Institute and contributing efforts of several U.S. universities were published in the New England Journal of Medicine on Wednesday. And basically that the sample size was 1.2 million people, much bigger than the 40,000 in the original Pfizer study, which I don't fault them. It's just when you do a clinical trial, it's really hard to enroll a lot of people. And 40,000 is pretty good. But now we could do real life testing. Half the group in Israel of the 1.2 million was vaccinated from December into February, and the other half had not, so they're a control group. Now, a peer-reviewed study of the nationwide immunization effort looked at the cold chain, vaccination schedule, rolling out the vaccine, etc. Individuals under 16 were excluded because Pfizer is only now studying the 12 to 15 age group. But a week after two doses were administered, the team documented there was 87% effectiveness in dropping hospitalizations, then a 92% cut in severe disease, and a 92% effectiveness for documented infection. And then that was compared to 14 to 20 days after just a single dose, was 74%, 62%, and 42%, respectively. So what they found is after two doses, they had some pretty good numbers. Even after just one dose, they had some good numbers. So the findings suggest that the vaccine afforded the same degree of protection for adults over 70 as younger groups, which is also important to know. Now, the researchers also believe that the vaccine will be effective against the UK variant, the B1117. They couldn't specify the exact effectiveness against the variant, but they said up to 80% of samples in Israel had the variant before data was collected. So, you know, if they couldn't test which strain people had, they assumed that many people already have the UK variant, and so the sample size included that. They say the plateau observed during the later periods in the cumulative incidence curve for vaccinated persons suggests that the BNT162B2, which is the Pfizer vaccine, is also effective against the variant. Now, the South African variant was rare in Israel, so we can't say. So how did Israel do it? Well, remember, Israel's a smaller country, so they have the advantage of getting things out, you know, driving between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. I mean, Israel is about the size of Rhode Island, so you can make some heavy headway. You can easily drive across the country in a day. So, beautiful country. I've only been there once. And so, it's very easy to have smaller shipments, be able to send those out to Elat, to the Golan Heights, to Gaza, to wherever, and send them to multiple areas, still in their freezing mechanism, and then have people lined up and ready to go. As opposed to in America, well, we got to ship it, then it has to be in a refrigerator and or a freezer, and then we have to make sure people drive up and park. It's harder in a bigger country. So, of course, Israel has some advantages being a smaller country. So at least we're getting some really interesting data. So I'm happy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So people have been talking about a third COVID shot. So what's up with that? Well, we talked about this. The Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine was built on and designed last summer based on older strains. But we're worried about the South African strain. We're worried about the New York strain. So what they're doing is they've already started testing. One is if the current shot could protect. And if not, they are looking at maybe they need to do a third dose that can be tweaked to deal with the South African strain. Now, this isn't news. Moderna is already making a new vaccine targeting the strain. But they're starting a small study to see if maybe a third dose of the current one could increase variants. And if not, they'll also make a new one. So do they need to give three shots? Now, for those of you who are like, okay, this is just too overwhelming, three shots. Here's the thing. All right. We're told, I believe, yesterday by the Biden administration that we aren't looking at vaccines for everybody till July. You would think it would be sooner than that, but right now it's not till July. And if we come to find out that the Pfizer vaccine we have is maybe still a certain percentage effective against the variant, all right, whether we need a third shot or not, it's nice to know that something we have currently is working. Johnson & Johnson is working on new vaccines. Pfizer is also, you know, working on new vaccines. But all I care about is less hospitalizations and death. We aren't, our goal is not to be virus free. That's not going to happen. Unless this virus completely decides to go away. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is sponsored by Pharmacyclics, an AbbVie company, and Janssen Oncology. While the pandemic has altered our regular way of living, it's still important to work closely with your doctor. Did you know that chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, a type of slow-growing cancer, is the most common form of leukemia in adults? It's important to keep your doctor's appointments, as some CLL patients do not have symptoms but learn of their diagnosis through routine blood tests. Dennis, diagnosed with CLL in 2013, urges patients to talk to their doctor and be proactive in the conversation, sharing.
I try to think ahead. It's a definite teamwork between you and your doctor. You're going to get the best results if you ask the right questions and your doctor knows that you are a part of the team.
Don't let the pandemic keep you from being proactive about your health. Keep your regular checkups and learn about CLL by visiting knowyourcll.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I'm only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there are other pathogens and bacteria out there and other things besides COVID. And looks like we have a little bitty salmonella outbreak that's going on in Pennsylvania. Apparently the majority of cases have occurred among kids under 10 years old. Why? Because small pet turtles are a thing. And people love having turtles. Apparently, they're behind the salmonella outbreak in Pennsylvania. One person has even died. So the Pennsylvania Department of Health in a news release on Wednesday announced that they are investigating 9 laboratory-confirmed salmonella typhimurium illnesses that have primarily occurred in Philadelphia and Delaware counties. The majority of cases have occurred among kids who are under 10 years old. One adult has died with salmonellosis. And it's really rare to die of salmonella nowadays with antibiotics. So it's going to, I'm going to find that very interesting to see what happened and why they weren't treated, or did they think it was COVID and didn't go in and get seen. But four people affected by the outbreak said they purchased turtles identified as small red-eared sliders from transient street or roadside vendors. Three of the reported vendors were located in Philly. Now, salmonellosis, or salmonella poisoning, is serious because it affects the GI tract, causes diarrhea, fever, headache, nausea, and vomiting, but it's treatable. In a statement, according to the Acting Secretary of Health, Allison Beam, called the majority of cases occurring in children concerning because salmonella can be particularly serious for kids. It could cause bloodstream infection, bone and joint infection, meningitis. So we definitely don't want kids, elderly, or people with weak immune systems getting sick. So the health department is kind of right now working with the CDC. And turtles and reptiles, we know, carry salmonella. And many times they shed the bacteria in their feces. So when you own a reptile and you're cleaning up the poo-poo and you're feeding them and you're playing with them, you're getting exposed to the feces. And so it's very easy to cross-contaminate surfaces. We had a turtle once, and we let it run around the kitchen table. You know how stupid that is to let your turtle run on the kitchen table? First, it doesn't run. And then it gets to the edge, and you're like, oh, no, get it. And then you get it. Poor turtle. Turtle doesn't want anything to do with that. So anyway, the Pennsylvania Department of Health says anyone who came into contact with a turtle and became ill should contact their health care provider to assure appropriate specimens are collected and treatment is administered if necessary. So the Pennsylvania Department of Health is 1-877-PA-HEALTH. Gosh, that's a great number to have. Isn't that easy? The 1-877-PA-HEALTH for those of you that have the animals. You know, it's good hand washing. Okay, remember when I talked about it and people got mad? And I was saying, look, you know, are we maybe being wrong in our obsession with pets? And, I love having pets. And, you know, they sleep in my bed. They eat with me. We share food. We do so much with animals that I'm wondering if, I don't know, I'm just wondering if maybe in nature we're not supposed to be that lovey-dovey, like with a pet turtle. My kids had a pet scorpion. I don't know. Daddy said it was okay, so I couldn't look like, you know, mean mom. I'm like, all right, well, if you want to have a pet scorpion, I guess that's fine. It didn't last long. And apparently, luckily, the science teacher wanted it in the classroom, so they took it. But it was a big, black, shiny, mean-looking scorpion. And it was in my—I had nightmares. It was horrible. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Debbie asks, if a person contracts COVID after receiving both shots, will a COVID test still reveal a positive result or not? She goes, thanks, I really love your show. Yay. Thank you, Debbie. So if a person contracts COVID after they receive both shots, will the COVID test reveal a positive result? Yes, it should. We talked about the difference in tests. Your COVID vaccine will affect your antibody tests. But when we look at acute COVID, infection COVID, those are your antigen or PCR tests. So those are the tests looking for viral particles. So if you actually get sick with real COVID, then you would do an acute or a rapid test or the PCR test to see if you have active COVID. Antibody tests will become positive within a few weeks of you having the COVID vaccines. The antibody tests, once you're vaccinated or once you've had COVID, it could blur. But in terms of active COVID infection, the current COVID testing you're getting where you drive up and get a COVID test, those are supposed to be very specific for if you actually have active virus and not if you have the vaccine. Great question, guys. Keep it coming. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Angela wants to know, how did my second COVID vaccine go? I haven't gotten it yet. I get my second COVID shot this Saturday. I would have been due for it last Saturday, but there were no appointments available. And then, also with the storm, it was good that I ended up making an appointment for the week after. So I haven't gotten it yet. When I do get it, I will definitely let you know. Vice President Kamala Harris received her second dose of Moderna, and she said she suffered some minor side effects. She said, the first day I got the shot, the next day I realized I needed to take it slow, and the day after, it was like nothing ever happened. So she made her comments when she visited the store's pharmacy to see its vaccine distribution program, and she got her second dose on January 26th. Now, people say that feeling you get when you start feeling achy a day or two later means the vaccine is working. Yes and no. Okay? The very first time you get the shot, if you feel achy and like garbage the first 24 hours, it's too early for that vaccine to have worked. Because remember, it's bringing mRNA into the system, and the body has to learn the mRNA and learn what to do with it. When you get your second shot, again, you're getting the mRNA. So the immune response that you get isn't to the spike proteins. It doesn't necessarily mean you made the spike proteins yet. That's too early to tell. What it means is you have seen elements of the shot before, and your immune system recognizes it and might be getting ready. So people say, look, if you feel like crud, it's a good sign. It's not a horrible sign. I mean, unless, of course, you have a side effect. But it's a sign that your body, that the first shot might have taken. But in terms of the spike proteins, if it takes a couple weeks to make the spike proteins and you feel odd, you know, hours after your second shot, it's still too early to say it was from the spike proteins. So Kamala Harris said she kind of had to, you know, take it easy that day after getting the shot. It's nice that she was honest about it. You know, I want honesty. I don't want people saying, oh, yeah, I felt 100%. That's why I told you guys when I got my first shot, I was really nauseous day one. I was just nauseous. And then I got very achy. And I wanted to sleep, but I didn't get a fever. And I was still able to work. I still tried to work out. And then by the day after, it started to get better. So I was really back to myself by day three. But that's also because I have fibromyalgia. And even though the fibromyalgia, I don't let it get me down. When all your muscles tense up, it's just very difficult to, you know, ignore it. I try to work through it. I'll take a hot shower. I'll, you know, just work through it. I try not to take any medicine for it. But I think for me, I probably had a little bit more muscle aches than I needed to. But I didn't have fever. I didn't throw up. I didn't have diarrhea. So, you know, it was as good as it could be. Joe Biden had received both of his COVID-19 vaccination shots before he was inaugurated. And so, you know, side effects of the shot, like I said, fever, chills, tiredness, headache, nausea. Most people, mild side effects. Hopefully you don't get anaphylaxis or any other issues. And overall side effect profile looks pretty good. All right? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.